This Alan Jones Show podcast, thanks to the Konica Minolta BizHub Multifunction Printer. Don't get buried. Turn your documents to data. Visit konicaminolta.com.au/docs to data.
Well, a few people at this 7-Eleven convenience store franchise chain are running for cover today. After four corners last night, to their credit, aired, that's where the ABC is very good, aired allegations of widespread exploitation of workers. 7-Eleven's head office has announced now a review of wages paid to staff in the wake of the program being aired, and it's promised to repay workers who've been ripped off. There are 620 7-Eleven stores across Australia, and don't they know how to charge? Don't they know how to charge? But it seems a large proportion of workers employed in them are being deliberately underpaid for only half the hours they work. This is how it happens. Apparently, these stores employ often foreign students who are only allowed to work 20 hours a week, make them work 40 hours a week, doctor the payroll records to make it appear they worked 20, and pay them for 20 only. A raid of 20 stores in September last year found 60% were underpaying staff and doctoring their payrolls. Technically, store franchisees are responsible for this. But here's another rip-off. Listen to this. According to some who spoke to Four Corners, 7-Eleven's head office is not only in on the scam, it is responsible for the business model which has entrenched it. The former ACCC chairman Alan Fells says the only way franchisees can make a living is by ripping off workers, because under the 7-Eleven franchise agreement, head office takes 57% of gross profit. Franchisees have to pay wages and other costs from what is left. 7-Eleven Australia made more than $140 million profit last year. Easy to make a quid, I guess, when you're a corporate grub who rips people off.
This Alan Jones Show podcast, thanks to the Konica Minolta BizHub Multifunction Printer. Don't get buried. Turn your documents to data. Visit konicaminolta.com.au/docs to data.